from the Republican National Convention in Tampa, where last night on CNN, he got all up in Artur Davis's. Roland Martin is here. Good morning, Roland.
Hey, folks, what's going on? First of all, our prayers certainly go out to everybody on the Gulf Coast that is dealing with Hurricane Isaac coming ashore. But for so many people, last night we had to deal with a similar blowhard who stood at the podium and flat out showed how much of a punk politician that he is, and he's a political fraud. And let me be perfectly clear. I have no issue with somebody who chooses to be a black conservative, somebody who is a Republican. There's Michael Steele, there's Michael Williams, there's Alfonso Jackson, there's a litany of people who we know who have been conservatives for a very long time or all their life or second or third generation. But what we have here is a former Democratic congressman who was weak when he was a Democrat. He stood there and criticized the president. Yet what he did not tell the Republicans there, who were so overjoyed to find a black man with a kid and play house party haircut, stand there and trash the president. What he did not tell the American people was that as a congressman, he voted 95% with the Democratic Party. What he did not say, and I told him to his face, how dare you run ads running for office with President Obama in those ads because you wanted to attach yourself to his cape. Artur Davis thought he was going to be the Obama for Alabama. But what he did, what did he do? He insulted black people there. He ignored black people there. And he somehow thought with his Harvard education, black folks were going to look over all of that and still vote for him. And he got crushed by a white Democrat in the primary. But here's the other thing that burns me up, Tom, what nobody wants to deal with, is that Artur Davis, from Alabama, had the audacity to suggest that he wasn't even going to talk to the black press when he ran for governor. He refused to come on this show, even though a native of Alabama has this show. He refused to come on my show on TV One Washington Watch because he did not want to talk to any black press because for fear of discussing black issues. That's the Artur Davis that we all know. Most folks in the press don't know that stuff. Here's somebody who called for a Bush official in 2007 to quit his job for suggesting that voter IDs did not hurt minority voters. Artur Davis called for him to quit his post, yet today he says voter IDs don't suppress the minority vote. How can you be a black man representing the area where people literally shed blood and died for the right to vote, and you have the audacity to somehow suggest that it doesn't suppress votes? Mm-hmm. I don't respect anybody like that. It's not because he is flipped from the Democrat to the Republican side. It's because he is a political fraud. Right. And if you were a credible politician, you would have turned Republican in Alabama as opposed to hightailing it to Virginia because you could not face the people there because they know you better than anybody else. I've talked to them. I've met them. If you go to Birmingham right now and bring up his name, they will spit fire in your face because what he has done, he has turned his back on the very people who elected him to office. And so, folks, the next time you see Artur Davis on television lying, the next time you see him talking about how he's a Southern conservative, even though he never ran as a Southern conservative, do understand that you are watching a political fraud. After he was on CNN with me last night, I said, if you want to have a debate, you come on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Well, I won't get equal time. I said, I will guarantee you you'll get equal time. But he turned it down. I said, how about this, Artur? I will go one-on-one with you on my show on TV One. One-on-one the whole hour. You know what he did? Gave me that weak lip handshake he has and left and ran out of there without committing to it. That tells me that as a man, as a black man, you are unwilling to defend your positions because you have no conviction. And so I say to Artur Davis, don't fool the Republicans because other black conservatives, they also know that you are a political fraud.
All right.
Nicely done.